and welcome back. Blow the Whistle, episode 8.
Made it through the weekend.
And if you're listening continuously, again, last episode was episode 7. This is indeed episode 8, correct, Derek?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're more than halfway through the college football season.
Yeah.
Nearing the halfway point of the NFL season, and we're...
Man, that goes quick.
It really does. I mean, it finally feels
halfway
like fall.
Halfway through October. Yeah, I know.
All right, well, guys, thanks again for joining us. Again, episode 8, Blow the Whistle. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be joined by Tito.
Bring him back.
Tito was hot last week. Went 4-1 in our pick segment. Ray Santo won our Blow the Whistle fan duel, I believe.
Yeah.
He beat out everyone. And so, you know, we got a good segment. We're going to bring these guys in. Ray's going to talk some fantasy. Steve's going to give us his picks. We're going to win you some money if you listen to him and if you listen to us. Well, maybe not us because...
Yeah, we didn't have a winning record, us combined. But that's why we brought Steve on.
But put an asterisk there because yes. We brought a guest picker on and collectively 8-7.
Yeah, and I felt like we knew that and we needed that extra boost, so it helped us out. And this week, the same.
So we go 8-7. Last I checked, that's a winning record.
Absolutely.
And so just to recap, to hold ourselves accountable, Eric, you're 2-3.
That hurts.
It did hurt.
It's my first losing week.
It's been a while. 2-3 is pretty good for me right now. I'm not really mad about it. I've had worse weeks, but I had a couple bad breaks. That's betting. Everyone has some bad breaks. I think I'm going to come back stronger this week than ever.
There we go.
We'll see what happens. Actually, to be honest, I had a couple picks lined up here. We already recorded our segment with Schmitty, obviously. And
yeah.
You know, if someone goes 4-1, I might re-guess my picks a little bit. But I think Schmitty was a little buzzed, so I don't know.
No, yeah, exactly. Don't take that in consideration. Or maybe. They say facts are more prevalent when you're hammered, so...
Well, you said some weird stuff when you're drunk, Eric.
All right, and on to the next part. So we're going with like around the league here.
Let's get news. Let's go around the league. We'll change topics here. So we're talking. Eric and I kind of briefly touched on this before our show, but one of the topic that's kind of dominating headlines again. I want to say dominating. There's no really dominating headlines right now, but Odell Beckham back in the news. What a mess of a situation the Giants are.
And they did themselves. You gave them that contract. Like, it's just bad business going there right now. I mean, you chased out the coach that made probably the correct move in benching Eli Manning, and then you...
Who McAdoo?
Yeah, and then you pass on your pick. I'm not saying he was a good coach.
Yeah.
I'm not saying...
But he made the right move, benching him. You're right.
Probably, yeah.
I agree.
I mean, going for the future, that's what you got to do as a coach. And I don't know... Shermer's made his bed and now he's got a lie in it. He's been preaching Eli up and down since day one.
Right.
So.
And I just feel like, I mean, it was clear what they're trying to do. They're trying to make one final push to get Eli to make a playoff run with Eli, I guess.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I mean, they're the odds on favorite to pick first in next year's NFL draft.
Yeah. It looks good for them.
Everyone just kept saying when they were picking two last year and myself included, when are they going to be back up here again to draft a quarterback? Well, probably next year.
Yeah. But if you take a step back though, going into last year, you're thinking they made a lot of key additions.
Yeah.
And they come back from a team that was in the playoffs the year prior. So it's you think it's going to go well, but then injuries just killed them last year.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of it. And so that's the complete opposite this year. They've been fairly healthy, if not one of the more healthier teams, and they can't get it done in no way, shape, or form.
Like you said, I mean, Nate Solder, you get a left tackle.
Sure.
You throw all that money at Odell Beckham, which we'll get into here momentarily.
You get a key addition to the offense in Saquon Barkley, who brings a lot.
So. Probably, that's probably the biggest addition, you'd argue. I mean, what a mess.
But then, yeah.
That game Thursday night really kind of was just like, they put it all out there for me, in my opinion. I'm like, this team.
They stink.
They're pathetic.
The Giants stink.
I mean, they really do. If I was a Giants fan, I would.
Do you trade Odell?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would try.
It's a heavy number. I don't know how many takers you're going to
buy. I wouldn't. But. I mean, here's the thing. It's almost like they should have traded him. Last year, when you could have got, they could have got.
But instead, they signed him to a long-term deal with a lot of money.
Someone will want him, I'm sure. Regardless, I still don't think. I mean, given his age, and I mean, Bleacher Report came out with a I can't remember. They're pooling NFL. I don't think it's executives. I think it was analysts or league experts, quote unquote. And I don't know where they come up with this from, but Odell Beckham was rated the 10th best player in the NFL. The 10th best player.
I mean, the guy's explosive.
I'm not. I mean, in this current season, though.
Yeah.
How on earth is this season? He's thrown a touchdown pass.
Everyone, yeah, exactly.
But what has he done this year? Nothing.
I mean, everybody has the rankings and some right. more show. What
yeah, that that what could be. We could have a show debating that. Alvin Kamara, not in the top 10. But.
Yeah, see, in this year, you'd have to put him in there unless it just doesn't make sense.
So. It doesn't make sense. But to answer your question, would I trade Odell Beckham? Personally, I would because, well, let's talk about what was John Mara. Owner?
Yeah, the owner.
So owner, John Barris, pretty much says, shut up and dribble. Well, like the LeBron. Well, not dribble, but, you know, just shut up. You know, I wish he just kind of would, you know, let his play do the talking rather than talking on the sideline. He said it in a pretty respectful way.
Sure. But at the same time, it's like you point one finger, you got, what, five or six pointing back at you, and it's like you're the one that signed him. So
you also
knew this. And it's not like this came out of nowhere. He's had these.
Yeah, but when you're asked a question about him. I mean, it's not like he's going to ask a question about Saquon and then say, well, don't worry about Saquon. Odell's who we need to worry about.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can always defer.
Yeah, you can. And that would probably be the best road. The high road is probably always the best road.
Yeah.
It's his billion-dollar investment. Can he say something if he wants to?
I think
he has a right to.
Sure.
I mean, sure. I mean,
he can say whatever he wants.
He can say whatever he wants.
But he paid the man, so.
He paid him.
Like, I don't get it. I don't like paying the big receivers. To me, like, name the last time a Super Bowl champion won who had a undisputed number one receiver, shit number two receiver. Julio almost did, and he was, because he's probably consensus top
I really
three.
Can't, I can't think. Like,
no,
off the top of my head.
It would probably be Randy Moss back when he caught, whatever, 20 touchdowns from Tom Brady.
They didn't even win.
That was it. No, yeah, exactly. And they
didn't win.
So it's tough to find, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense when you structure a team like that over a wide receiver who needs somebody to get them the ball.
So you think they have? Do you think they have buyer's remorse right now?
Yeah,
I absolutely think they do too.
Yeah, because you've got promising receivers like Evan Ingram has a lot of things going for him. Sterling Shepard, like a lot of things going for him. So you kind of just I don't know, shot yourself in what did Jason Witten call it? Step on your foot.
You hate Witten.
Oh, well, it was in rare form the other night.
Well, it's terrible. It's hard to watch. You almost have to watch it on mute. You're not kidding.
I know.
And again,
rabbits out of his head.
And I'm the biggest Witten fan around, but that's, yeah, whatever. I don't want to bash Witten right now.
Okay.
In case he's listening, I don't want to, you know, bash him.
Big win for your Vols last week, though.
Huge win for my Vols last week. Let's talk about that, then.
Okay.
I mean, when you don't expect, I mean, I'm going into this watching, like, the schedule, you know, going from Florida to Georgia, Auburn, Alabama this week. It's just like it's never ending. You know,
I was talking to like some of my.
Thank goodness, dude. I mean, we needed that.
The guys in the desert, and they were saying like, who would have thought that the season win totals for Auburn being already lost in a game in the second week of October to the Tennessee Vols, like
right.
that cashed in there under. So
I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of didn't see it.
Garantano.
I mean, talk about SEC Player of the Week. I mean, Tennessee, I feel like the fan base, the program itself, everyone needed to see that out of him moving forward because that's promising. Because he's, I mean, five-star, number one dual-threat quarterback in the country coming out. Obviously, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about the Vols here.
Yeah.
No one cares but me.
Right.
And maybe you a little bit, but not really.
No.
But, I mean, you finally get something promising in a good young quarterback like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge for the fan base. And for the program moving forward, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Pruitt order, the Pruitt era, we needed that win.
Cries for W's.
Hey, well, that's you play like that. I mean, he played like with his hair on fire.
That's
quote Reed O'Neal. He played with his hair on fire. All right. Well, I don't know what else. There's not really too many other headlines to cover.
It really isn't. But yeah.
NBA starting up. I'm not ready to talk about the NBA yet.
No. Yeah, I can't blame you.
I'm not ready there. Well, let's get into our pick segment here. So I'll let you go first, but I just want to say, you know, shout out to the Buffalo Bulls. 5-1. We talk about them every week. I know you're a diehard Bulls backer.
Got their bowl bid last week with the win. So.
Got their bowl bid. I mean, what a season. And, you know, hats off to Wills. O-line, one of the best in the country over there. He's doing his part. We'll start with you, Eric. You know, I know you take the Bulls every week, so.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. How are they going to beat Toledo this week?
So I have been betting on the Bulls pretty much every week, and it came through for me. And then some couple overs, they're good for that too. But they're in a bad spot this week. I'm taking the Rockets.
You can't do that to Wills.
I have to. Hey, they can.
Wills, you listening?
Let's do 31-30. I cover. The Bulls win and I cover.
31-30. So what is the line?
Rockets plus 1.5.
Plus 1.5. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you? Or, so who's picking?
Spot.
Let me ask you this: Who's winning this game? Toledo.
Toledo's winning the game.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Why is that? Like, I mean, I get it. It's, you know, Toledo's never easy. They're always cream of the crop of the MAC. Traveling across country.
Across Ohio.
Across Ohio.
Basically.
Feels like it. Yeah. I've done it before. So is that kind of just your reason? Just like a long road trip? Or
just a bad spot to where the Bulls are coming off of and not exactly like getting it all together. And then at the same time, Toledo needs it. Like they need to get out of their funk and they need to get going. So if they put it together, it's got to be this weekend. And I think they do.
All right. Well, keep going.
All right. My next one, let me see here. I'll do two college and then two NFL. But the next one will be the Temple Owls -3. Against Cincinnati Bearcats. Bearcats are undefeated.
I know. My boy Kobe Bryant, he's been...
Is it? Is he been playing well?
Yeah, he's been playing very well.
Okay. Kobe with a C?
Kobe with a C.
Yeah.
And a Y.
So give me the Owls -3 at home beating the undefeated Bearcats.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the NFL. Hop right in the NFL?
Hop right in, yeah. Okay. Right. I have pretty much all college picks, so just hop right in.
Well, Tito touched on it, and... Usually I don't do that after him, but I will in this case, and I'll take the Pats -3. I think they roll the Bears. I think the line is pretty stinky. Like they want you to take the Pats.
They want to give away money.
But I feel like 4-2, they don't have much room to mess up with, you know, some home field advantage things on the line down the road.
You think the Jets are nipping at their heels?
No.
Okay.
No, not the Jets. But then I'll go next one who got blown out last week. I'll take the Jaguars -5.5 at home against the Texans.
I like that too.
I don't think that's who they were last week. I think they get back to their own ways, running the ball, dominating on defense, causing some turnovers, causing havoc, and I think they run it up this weekend.
Okay.
So my last one will be for the Cleveland Browns game against who do they play this week?
Tampa Bay Bucks over.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. I don't want to take two of the same you have.
Have 49. You must have got that number earlier this week.
What is it, 49.5?
I got 50, but.
Oh.
Well.
I got it at 49.5. Hey, we'll I was it. Hoping it was earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So 49.5, I take the over.
Okay. Now, before you get too far, though, I'm agree with you, but I will, I don't want to take the same pick as you because that's no fun.
Okay.
Now, yeah, that's the advantage you get going forward.
Well, you gave me that. First. You gave me that advantage.
You're right, I did. So you can have it.
Take the Bills.
Words that will never come out of my mouth. I never feel confident.
Derek
I know.
Anderson.
Yeah,
Derek
I know.
Anderson.
I know. I can't do it.
Okay.
I'll give you the Browns.
How about this? I'll give you a hint here. So the Saints are 8-1 out of the last 9 against the spread off a bye week. They come off a bye week this week. And they play on the road at Baltimore.
I'll take the Saints.
See? Yeah.
There's my one NFL pick. Saints.
There you go.
You convinced me. I have a feeling that, like I said, I'm not a huge believer in the Ravens. I'm just not. I'll take the Saints there for the reasons you just mentioned. But I do just want to say something. I'm not going to take it, but I couldn't agree more with you about the Jags beating up on the Texans.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm not playing Deshaun Watson in my fantasy team this week. Because if you've listened before, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. I couldn't do it against the Jags defense.
Yeah.
I think it's
a little bit overrated. I think they're going to be playing a little bit pissed off this week. So, bad combination for Deshaun Watson owners. All right. Well, I'm going to jump right into my pick. So, I already said my NFL. That's the only NFL game I have of the week. Jumping right into college football. Duke, 7-point. 7-point favorites at home versus Virginia. Virginia off a big win versus Miami. Duke, I think, I think Duke's a legitimate football team. And 7 points, it's a lot, but I
like the spot.
I feel like if it was at Virginia, and not that it's such a huge road trip, but I just feel like Duke at home, comfortable, home cooking, is going to beat them. They're going to beat them by 7 points.
Okay.
It's a pretty good line, but I'm going to take Duke there. Vanderbilt at Kentucky. Vandy let me down last week. They were in control most of that game versus Florida. I don't think they're going to let this. I think they're going to be in a ball game this week at Kentucky. 11-point dogs on the road. I'm going to take Vandy. I think Vandy with the points there.
11.
It's a lot of points.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Vandy's not a bad football team. I mean, Kentucky's a good football team too. But I think 11 points, Vandy can cover that.
That's a lot.
Central Florida at East Carolina. I'm kind of going back and forth on this one, but I think after surviving versus Memphis, I think Central Florida kind of has a wake-up call. And I think they come back guns blazing versus the Pirates here, and I think they're gonna blow them off the map here.
You think? Okay, so it's tough because
it's a tough one.
There was a good amount of upsets last week.
I know.
And, you know, and so the first thing I do this week is I go through and I'm like, who's on upset alert? Or like,
you think they're on upset alert?
No, I mean
they could be.
I that was one of my teams that I set aside. So I mean, who knows? But I you got to pull those ones to the side when they kind of stick out like that.
I mean, if they have national championship aspirations, which I don't think they do, but if that's what they believe,
yeah,
then they gotta get an impressive like ass whooping, and I feel like this is the week they got to do that. So I have one more pick, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Tennessee money line?
No.
Oh.
As much as I want to, and I'd love to see that happen. No, I'm going to take TCU at home versus Oklahoma, 7.5 point dogs. TCU is not a bad football team. I think they can make it a game. Don't necessarily think they can kind of – I don't see them beating Kyler Murray and
Oklahoma's got to respond, right? They lost last week.
I don't know. I think TCU, like you said, like kind of how you described Toledo, I feel like it's like a must-now-win type of game for them. I think they'll at least be focused and kind of bring that intensity to Saturday.
They played – yeah, they're tough at home too. Like the one game that I was tempted to go with was NC State, but I feel like that's a crazy amount of points.
I know. What's that?
17.5 at Clemson. And it's like if it was 10 or something like that, I'd probably take – like it would be much easier. But that's a lot of points. I feel like they're asking you to take NC State. So.
Yeah. Well – let's think. I think we got 10-0 right there.
Oh,
I don't
absolutely.
Know. I mean, if you're listening, get those in your bookies now before the lines change, if they haven't already. And like I said earlier, Schmitty had a solid, very impressive 4-1 last week that kept us above 500 again. So we've been above 500 every week.
Yeah, seriously.
No thanks to me, really. His picks are solid, and Schmitty is going to give us a 5-0 this week, guaranteed. So
15-0.
So 15-0. So if you want to make some money, stay listening. Here he is. And we're joined now with Steve Tito Schmidt off of 4-1 week, saving us going above 500 again.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, well, when you go 4-1,
Steve Miner would say, I'm ready to roll, baby.
Yeah, Steve, right. When you go 4-1, you can come back anytime you want because that was I was re-listening to the show today. And I'm like, oh my God, you were dead on the money with about everything.
You were spot on. I mean, I was the one I was hesitant on was the Buccaneers, and it came down to a 57-yard field goal and Matt Bryant throwing his hamstring and hip out to do it. So you got it done, though.
You did get it done. So congrats, Steve. But we need more. You know, this is a week by week business, and we need some more winners. So what do you got for us?
All right, I'm gonna start off with a 12:00 college game, Michigan -7 against Michigan State. I think they roll. I think Michigan State's got a little hangover from the Penn State win. I think Michigan rolls past them. Number 6 right now, I think they just keep climbing.
All right.
Interesting.
All right, keep going. What else you got?
I love Buffalo -1 against Toledo. I know a lot of people are saying this is a trap. I think they smoke them.
Well, I haven't heard Eric's pick yet, but Eric bets on Buffalo. Eric, don't save your opinion.
I'm going to save it, but
yeah. But Eric bets on Buffalo every single week, and he normally is right. He's been right every single time so far. So I'm going to default to his judgment on this, but I'm interested. I like your logic, though. I mean, I'm never going to bet against Wills.
Bowl
tell
game,
you that right
bowl
now.
Bowl game on the
you
line.
Know what? This is the first week I've bet Buffalo, but I think it's a big week. One-point spread, I think they definitely cover it with ease.
I mean, they're a good football team.
Yeah.
They're a very good football team. That's I like that, Schmitty. What else you got for us?
My last college pick. You may be a little surprised, but I'm taking North Carolina +8.5 against Syracuse.
Oh, man. Okay. I am a little surprised because I thought you were my Cuse backer. I was looking at my picks. I like Syracuse. Why do you like the Tar Heels?
You know what? I think North Carolina's due. I think they're better than people give them credit for. I read a lot about, you know, the ACC and everything because I'm a Pitt fan, and everyone's saying, oh, you know, Pitt lost to North Carolina. That was a terrible loss. That's not a bad team. I think they're good. I think they stay within a touchdown. I think they cover against Syracuse.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
We'll talk. You're going to make me reconsider. You go 4-1, you'll make me reconsider anything. So, all right. Well, let's go to the NFL. Give us your two picks for the NFL this week.
NFL Patriots roll past the Bears -3. I think that's I think that's an easy pick. I know it's in Chicago.
Yeah, it's you don't think that line's a little stinky?
I'll tell you why.
Because typically home team gets 3 points, so they're saying it's even.
Absolutely. Everyone's all over that Mitch train right now, and, oh, they lost to the Dolphins, this, that, and the third. No. New England is ready to roll. They're going to run past them. You know what? Sony's going to run it. White's going to catch out of the backfield. Gordon's going to have a big day. I think the Patriots put double digits on them.
Okay. All right. Well, give us your last one. Give us your fifth winner of this upcoming weekend.
Fifth winner. And this is for you, Jetty. I'm taking the Jets +3 against Minnesota.
I love it. Let's hear it. What do you like about it? Because you got to convince me. I got to tell you.
You know what? It's going to be a quarterback duo. It's going to be Darnold versus the freaking guy who just kills the NFL on money. And I think Darnold outperforms Cousins.
Really?
I'm telling you. I'm calling it right now. Jets win outright. Okay. They cover, but they win outright.
All right.
So, I mean,
you were spot on last week. Honestly, I did listen back, and there was a lot of things where I'm just like, "Oh no, shit!"
You honestly,
we were just killing you about being a homer, but you know,
I was going to start calling you Nostradamus with these picks.
I was going to joke around and say I was going to take the Steelers and Pitt, but you know, they both got byes this week, so.
Well, they can't lose. You should still take them.
Yeah, right. How about that pick game? That was, you know, that was terrible play calling coming down to the end of the game.
It really was.
You know, if you notice the whole season, they haven't gave Pickett a chance. They've run the ball. They haven't really opened it up. At the end of the game, they're passing it on third and short, fourth. Then that fake punt, that was the worst play call of college football this year, hands down, easily the worst play call.
Call that chicken shit play call.
They put Jeff George Jr. in number 96 uniform. Did you guys see that?
I do like Jeff George. I don't know about Junior.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Oh, dude, it was terrible. Fake punt. They put him in as.
Oh, I did. No, I did see the fake. I did see the fake punt. That was.
Jeff
terrible.
George had a cannon, though.
Yes. Okay, I did see that. I didn't know that's who it was.
I'm about done with Narduzzi, and I was a big fan. He is really pissing me off.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very. I mean, I like him. I feel like personality wise, he's got a lot of likable qualities, but. You can only be so mediocre for so long before you at least try to make it.
You know what the thing is? He was riding off an upset every year. Syracuse, Miami, they beat Penn State the first year they played in a while. You know what I mean?
Right.
They should have beat Notre Dame.
Well, at what point do they become like, I mean, when you start upsetting Syracuse, like when do you become Syracuse? Syracuse was the doormat of the ACC for forever. You know, when is Pitt going to become Syracuse?
Pitt,
that'd be my question.
Pitt will not be a contender until they have their own stadium.
Yeah, that's...
It won't happen. You cannot play in Heinz Field and half fill it and expect to win. Expect to bring recruits in there? Come on.
I agree. I feel like these guys should be playing like... They should be playing like how Cincinnati has that Nippert Stadium, that small stadium right on campus. Why not? Pitt should have something similar to that, too. I know they did way back in the day, but they should get back to that.
Stadium? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You can still see where it was if you go to the Oakland Zoo where the Peterson Event Center is at.
Yeah,
I mean, as a young kid, I went to them games there. It's unbelievable. But yeah, Pitt's not looking good, guys. I think I got some solid picks. Looking to go for another, 5-0, 4-1 week.
5-0.
If you guys need to take your old ladies out to dinner, just follow Tito's picks, and I think you're going to go in the right direction.
Well, I'm.
Ladies or guys or ladies. Yeah. It's 2018.
Yeah, everyone listens. Hey, we're not discriminating any listening family. So
2018, Steve.
Yeah.
You know what? Someone once told me if you want to get your bookie in trouble, tell him that your wife's getting nervous because you're taking money out of the account, and he'll get real sensitive real quick. So I don't know a whole lot of female handicappers, but I know they're out there. I'm sure they're doing well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Schmitty. All right, hey, good talking to you, and hopefully we have you again next week.
Hey, my pleasure. Looking forward to the FanDuel fantasy.
Yeah, get on
fired
it.
Fired up.
Yeah, stick listening to this to the podcast because we got our FanDuel fantasy segment coming up after you.
That's awesome, guys. I appreciate it again. Have a great night. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tito.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep. Take care, boys.
And yet another very confident Steve Schmidt. Tito's handmade picks coming through again.
Tito's picks. Nothing but locks there.
Nothing but locks. Well, hopefully there's
besides that Bulls one.
God, you really hate the Bulls.
No, man. I'm just,
lay off the Bulls.
Head to head here. Me versus Steve. Tito.
I mean, come on, man. Wilson's a great friend. I mean,
hey,
they're hot right now.
It's nothing against him.
It's his business.
It's a business. That's it.
Man.
Are you making that? Like Khabib said, it's business. Just business.
You're working Saturday, right?
Yeah, probably.
For those who don't know the Mez, we're going to try to get down there and support our big Met Wills, but... You know, Eric's got to work, and Ross has to go to an Eagles concert.
All right, I'll come clean. I didn't want to go because I knew I was taking the Rockets, and I didn't want to root against them.
I knew it. See? I knew. It was the same thing in Akron last year.
Except I took Akron. Or did we take it?
I can't remember.
We took the under.
And we won.
We won.
Yeah, but we parlayed it with Buffalo, and we lost.
Yeah.
That's why you don't parlay it. All right, well, then, then also you guys are together on the Patriots, too, so.
Yes.
It's going to be an interesting week. But Steve was hot last week, so... Hey, if you go 4-1 or he goes 4-1, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. So Ray is going to hit us with some fantasy quick hits here. Great segment we got for us today. We're going to discuss the Le'Veon Bell situation, some trades. Some sleepers. And if you want to win $1 million, he's going to give you his $1 million lineup. So here he is, Ray Santo. And we're now joined with Ray Mundo Santo, our fantasy expert. Ray, how you doing?
Good, man. Good. Excited for big week 6. The Sharks, my fantasy team, have 2 wins in a row now. So we got some momentum. And it's going to be the week we hit the million.
I know. Well. So we're going to start before we get into the $1 million lineup. Before we do that,
yeah.
You're just talking briefly before we got on the air. You had a little, the Santos had a little trade, some trade talks going on.
Yeah.
What was that trade offer?
So I've been dealing with the Le'Veon Bell situation. He's been sitting on my bench. Now, by the way, our league is massive. I mean, it's a $3,700 payout in our league, so it's taken very, very seriously. I'm the commissioner, so I approve and deny all trades. We have a trade committee. I mean, it's a big deal. The trade that was offered to me that I did not take, but I thought was interesting, you know, because I'm still sitting on Le'Veon Bell, was Ross offered me Brandon Cooks for Le'Veon Bell.
Which, yeah, I mean... Your hands are kind of tight. I mean, what was your thought process then? You denied the trade.
We just didn't really talk about it further. I mean, my thought process is I hope he shows up.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, I hope he shows up. And, you know, it'd be nice to, like, have the trade offer next week. But, you know, trade might not be there next week. And it's a total 50-50 if the guy shows up on Monday or not.
Right, because obviously if he shows up, there's no way you're doing that deal.
Yeah, and it's weird because the position I'm in, I'm 2-4, so I really, every game counts if I want to make the playoffs. It's like Brandon Cooks would help me now, but if I could somehow win this week and then get Le'Veon back, like you know what I mean? Like, it's got like, I really can't afford to lose another game, but it's...
You're not alone. You're not alone there. I guarantee you there's got to be, I mean, everyone that drafted Le'Veon's probably in a similar situation.
Yeah, and my second round pick was Dalvin Cook. And he's almost in the same boat. Guys have played all year.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually one of the trade scenarios I'm going to ask you. I guess I'll just jump right in with that one.
Yeah.
This one was brought to me this week. It was Dalvin Cook and Calvin Ridley for Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I mean, both of those guys are hurt right now. I like Mark Ingram, so I would say no to that.
Yeah, you say Ingram wins that trade, whoever's getting Ingram?
Because here's the thing. If Dalvin Cook gets back on the field, who knows if he's on a snap count or not, and who knows if, you know, he just re-aggravates it, and then they could say, hey, we're just going to shut this guy down to the bye. Like, you don't know that, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I was kind of thinking, especially when the bye comes up, which is, like, I think 2 weeks from now. I mean,
yeah, it's a while for them. You're safer there. I mean, you know, or he plays this week. He got a full practice in today. But I've been sitting on Dalvin and I've sat on Le'Veon because
too good. You can't. Yeah, you can't. What are you going to do? You can't. Like, I mean, you're kind of sitting in limbo with those two.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, the other trade that went down in your league this week, we got wind of, is Kerryon Johnson being traded straight up for Keenan Allen. Now, before you say anything, I'm going to say I believe your brother got the better end of this deal. Personally, I think Kerryon Johnson's a talented back, but Keenan Allen, I mean, you're talking about one of the best receivers in fantasy right. football.
Yeah, Zach was irate over this trade. But the trade did pass the trade committee. And as the commissioner, you know, I let the trade committee you know, do their vote. It passed 3-0, and then, you know, at that point, I won't veto it if it passes.
Well, 3-0. Yeah, and to be honest with you, I mean, I don't think it's bad enough to get vetoed. I mean, I think it's you have a winner, you have a loser, but I don't think it's like if you're in need of a running back, you got to kind of.
Well, yeah, the guy that traded him was always sick. He was a little desperate, but you know, Keenan Allen's a great buy low right now for Ross. It was a great move because he's, you know, it's been a slow start, but it wasn't until about Thanksgiving last year that Keenan Allen started going ham. So yeah. I think that Ross got the way better end of that deal.
Yeah, I'd agree, especially considering whose other running backs are too.
Yeah, there's just no touchdown upside with Kerryon Johnson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
He'll get the yards, but, you know, you were a way better chance starting Keenan Allen than Kerryon on your flex or wherever.
Trades here, and another one you just brought up, Dalvin Cook being traded for T.Y. Hilton, just kind of being sick of
Hilton.
Yeah, like you said, being kind of sick of Dalvin Cook waiting for him to get healthy, which I completely understand.
Yeah, this is a different circumstance. You know, like, I had Dalvin Cook two different leagues. In this league, we're in good position. We're in fourth place, and we have Mark Ingram and we have Melvin Gordon in this league. And we had Dalvin. We really killed this draft. And, you know, so we were kind of just – that's a situation. Like, if you're in that good of a situation, definitely try to get whatever you can for Dalvin. And we found a needy team that – you know, gave us T.Y. Hilton while he was hurt, but I think he's going to play this week, so I definitely like that trade a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade, and especially, like you said earlier, if you have Mark Ingram coming back too and he's healthy, I mean, you got another horse in the stable.
Ingram and Melvin Gordon on that.
Melvin Gordon, I mean, he's probably the hottest besides Gurley.
Back in the league, yeah.
Yeah, behind Gurley, he's the best in the league. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, what's so special about Gurley and Gordon right now, and the reason why they are by far and above, you know, the elite running backs, is they score from 10 plus more yards out.
Right. Yeah.
You know, any other running, like RB2s, you know, Ingram, Drake, Jordan Howard, any of these other guys, I mean, you're basically praying for them to get like a 1 yard plunge.
Yeah. But, which goes back to the Kerryon Johnson. Yeah, which goes back to the Kerryon Johnson thing. That's the only way he's scoring, too, is if it's like a long touchdown where you got to get a guy like Gurley and Melvin Ingram. They can score anywhere on the field.
Yeah, Gordon's like three touchdowns. I think, you know, there were two of them were pitches from like 12 yards out.
Right, which is why, you got to have those. You got to have those horses if you want to be you know, late in the season in fantasy football.
And then Saquon is just a completely different animal because he scores 50 yards out.
He's insane. He's the only bright spot on that team, in my opinion, now. All right. Well, that's another thing. Before we get on your FanDuel lineup, one thing I wanted to mention in this fantasy segment is, in my opinion, if you own any Oakland Raiders, which you might own one, Marshawn Lynch probably, I'm selling like crazy right now. I don't know about you, but I see them tanking here. I
mean, imploding.
And he seems like a guy that would just like kind of pack it into, to be honest with you. I don't know.
It would be enticing for him to get a number one pick.
Right, but he might
not give you much.
From a fantasy value, he's been pretty solid throughout the season for the most part.
Right.
So sell now.
Marshawn, I would sell all of them if you have them. If you can't even sell them. I know in my league, I don't know if anyone would really go after anybody. I mean, maybe Cooper.
Cooper, I mean, I don't think he's going to be a Raider after this. They're talking, he's on his way out.
Back to Cleveland.
But, yeah, he probably is coming to Cleveland. All right, well, let's go on to your FanDuel lineup. What do you got at quarterback this week?
So, listen, this is my big sleeper. All right, FanDuel is hilarious. Actually, did you get that email that Derek Anderson just popped up for $6,300?
That's unbelievable. $6,300. Yeah. I wouldn't give him that in real life to be my quarterback. But,
But like he wasn't on the sheet on Tuesday, and then today they sent a separate email out that said Derek Anderson is now 6,300. But I actually kind of like him. But I like C.J. Beathard is super cheap, 6,300. They're playing the Rams, and he could get some garbage time scores there. And the Rams do have some long passing touchdowns. I like Beathard a lot. And
yeah,
that's my deep sleeper.
He looked good. He looked good Monday night too. I mean, minus. finishing at the game. I mean,
he doesn't look like a quarterback that can win games, but he
statistically speaking,
quarterback that put up some fantasy points.
Right. Another sleeper, Ray. I don't know your thoughts on this, but Baker at Tampa Bay. I have a feeling there's gonna be some. That's gonna be a shootout.
You're a Browns fan, so
I wouldn't necessarily call myself a Browns fan.
I could see Baker.
I see him being. Want to talk about good value players? Or that could be a shootout.
Could be like how the Cleveland Oakland game.
Yes.
Because Cleveland on the road. Jameis is hot. So yeah. It could be. So he can't be more than 7,000.
I don't even know. I could get the values up here, but I don't even know. I don't think he's worth a lot either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you got going forward? Who's your running back?
I want running back heavy. I want all studs in the running backs. I love Zeke versus Washington. He always kills them. I like McCaffrey in a bounce back game because he was bottled up versus Washington. And I love Kamara. Everyone's talking about this Ravens defense and 11 sacks. Yeah, but this is the New Orleans Saints. So I think a lot of people in FanDuel are going to be going away from those guys.
Right.
Because of that. But I think that Kamara's matchup proof there. So I'm definitely going to spend the money on the running backs.
Law of averages, too, says he's going to come back big this week.
Yeah. They gave him a rest. Mark Ingram is good, yes, and he's going to be good. But they definitely rested him a little bit after the heavy workloads he had for the first month.
Right. What about RB2?
RB2 would be Zeke versus Washington.
Okay. Wow, nice. That's a nice RB2 to have there.
Yep. I started him last week versus Jacksonville, even though the bad matchup, but I just kind of went on instinct, and I think Zeke's going to get it rolling again.
Yeah, that was a ass whooping all the way around.
All day.
Unbelievable how that happened.
He makes that, when him and Dak feed off each other like that, they're good.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. What about wide receiver one? Who do you got?
So my wide receivers are you'll see this is where the value is. I love Robert Woods.
Okay. With Cooper Kupp being out this week, I feel
like. Yes. I have him on my fantasy team. He's like one of my lone bright spots, if you will. But I love him this week. No Cooper Kupp. He's had over 100 yards 2 weeks in a row. I mean, they run it. Now he's going to run all the Cooper Kupp's routes. I guess you could put Cooks in there too, but I love Woods even more.
Yeah, probably for the value especially as well.
Yeah, he's 7,100. My other receiver right this second, I believe, is either Edelman or Hogan.
Okay.
Like one of the two paths. They're around. Hogan's cheap. He's like 5,500. A lot of people are forgetting about Hogan now that Edelman's back and Josh Gordon. Belichick is just all over Josh Gordon. But I think you're going to see a couple deep balls to Hogan, because he didn't really do well as a number one. But I can see him kind of sneaking in there now as back to his number three, number four shocker role.
Yeah, no, it seems like a more fitting role for him too. I agree with that 100%. And you do see him trying to feature Josh Gordon a lot.
Yes, a lot. Did you guys see what Belichick said?
I didn't see what he said, but I watched the game. What did he say?
Just said he's in practice. He's been unbelievable. That Brady trusts him, and that they're impressed and how much he knows the playbook and all this. And they're going to force the ball.
Shocker. Who didn't see that coming? You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, looking back at it, it's like you knew he's going to – he would do well in a system.
We'll see.
Like that.
I mean, they fed him 9 targets on Sunday night. I didn't think he was particularly great. Only had 40 yards, but maybe he'll get
– But when in doubt, like once that, as that trust grows, so will he. All right, what about RB –
Well, the wide receiver, this is my second deep sleeper. Remember I told you that text I had two. My second deep sleeper, he's dirt cheap, is Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay. That's kind of going back to, you said you like Derek Anderson, so let's hear it. Why do you like him so much?
I just feel like he's at least going to give Kelvin Benjamin 1 to 3 long shots. He's a gunslinger, Anderson.
Yeah.
Actually, not a bad play is LeSean McCoy now.
Yeah. Kind of open some things up for him.
They're cheap. I mean, these other Bills quarterbacks, thank God they're not starting Peterman. I think that the Bills would have revolted.
Who are the Bills playing? Who are the Bills playing this week?
Indy.
Indy. And they just got lit up by Darnold.
Even if they're getting beat, I could see Benjamin snagging one, maybe two.
Yeah. All right. Well, give us the tight end here, Ray.
I got to go O.J. Howard versus the Browns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He has, like, big day. What about Brate? I mean, could Brate be more of a value play here if I want to save some money?
He scored last week, didn't he?
Yeah. And Brate,
yeah, but that was his only target last week was the touchdown.
One target, one touchdown. I mean, but the Browns, that's like a – everyone has tight ends and running backs – strictly receptions here, tend to have career days versus the Browns. Tight ends and running backs. So, I mean, you're right about Howard, and I have a feeling Howard. you could get a value for Brate, too. I think he's $4,600 last time I checked.
Yeah, I would look at it. I don't know, one target, but I don't think he played much either. I think O.J. Howard really played that game.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, like you said, though, like we both said, you know, the Browns tend to give up big points there. So either one, for anyone like listening, that could be a sneaky play. Give us a flex. What are you spending your money on for your flex here?
Three.
Dad duties.
McCaffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, McCaffrey to bounce back.
Okay. Yeah, McCaffrey could be good. And give us a defense here, right before you get spit up all over you. Yeah.
He's killing me. I like the Vikings to pound Darnold. Sorry, buddy. I know you like the Jets.
You won't get off the Jets. Last week, I think, is the same thing.
I know.
You just keep pounding them.
It's too easy. Jets
just, here's my thought.
Lay off, man.
They've exploded 2 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah.
So Darnold's feeling good. You know, maybe they get a little cocky. The entire Jets receiving corps is banged up. Well, I like the. You know, everyone's questioning, it's not the same Vikings defense. I'd like them to deliver a statement on Sunday.
It pains me to say this. I mean, I hope you're wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Jets have a letdown game.
Which is fine. You're allowed to have a letdown after you score 40 twice in a row.
Right. And I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. We'll see what they're made of, but I wouldn't be surprised. But
he's hurt. Anun was out.
Anun was out. Curse is back. Curse is back, and I mean, a lot of people like Terrell Pryor this week, too, as a value guy. I don't.
Pryor and Anderson didn't practice today.
Pryor didn't practice today either? Well, there you go. Jermaine Curse, he's everyone's favorite right now. All the guys are on him.
That might be a good sleeper. I could see him hitting your lineup.
Don't be surprised if he's in there. All right, Mundo. Hey, thanks for joining us again, Ray. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All righty. There you have it. That is Ray Mundo Santo and Ray's little helpers, Audrina and Serena, for his fantasy picks. I don't know. Maybe that's where he's been getting all his insight from.
Yeah, I think I did hear them say C.J. Beathard. So
I thought I heard C.J. Beathard, too.
Yeah, so I think that's where it came from.
He wanted me to add something, too. Talking about stacking players, he wanted to say Marquise Goodwin is a guy he wants to throw into his sleeper mix this week, too. He always likes stacking, which makes sense, especially if you're playing a quarterback.
Sure.
Stacking your guys.
It won't be as easy for Beathard this week with not playing the Packers defense.
Ooh, that was...
It was fun to watch.
It was fun.
From an entertainment standpoint.
Aaron Rodgers, man, does it again. Yeah. That, I have to say, for having no timeouts, that was one of the calmest, most smooth final drives I've ever seen in my life.
It's every time, and it's just like, he knows when to turn it on, but at the same time, it's like, shit, why don't you turn it on in the second quarter?
I don't know. I don't know, but it definitely it makes for good TV. I know that.
Yeah, and I think he loves it. So.
Well, I mean, he's just so pinpoint.
I don't want to say anything, but I know tensions are getting a little higher in Green Bay between him and McCarthy.
Like, they're smiling on the sideline.
They always say it, and they always, you know, then sweep it under the rug, and everything's fine. But I think this year's a little different.
You see that
could be the beginning of
that first touchdown pass. I can't remember who it was. You see the smile they shared on the sideline.
Sure, it was great because I mean that was the first time McCarthy's done something kind of genius and play calling in a while, so I was glad to see it.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was due. That's kind of like, you feel like that this could be like, the way you describe this relationship before we kind of sign off here, you see like a little Ben Roethlisberger, Todd Haley?
No.
Like beef? Nothing like that? Or
no, not to that extent by far.
You don't think McCarthy, I heard Terry Bradshaw, probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I did see that.
I saw just the blurb. I didn't see the whole interview, but he said he'd rather have Mike McCarthy than Aaron Rodgers.
He had to have been hammered.
Like, who on God's green earth would say that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Besides some dumb idiot Steeler. Just joking.
Hillbilly.
He's a hillbilly, though. Faker. That's what we always remember him for. He's coming off the sideline wearing a neck brace. Then he's coming out in the second half sprinting off into the field.
The guy doesn't even have any hair. Oh.
On that note.
Sorry.
No, guys, I don't have hair. I'm proud of it, too. Shout out to Wills. I know you got my back for the fourth time on the show.
Shout out to Terry Bradshaw.
Guys, again, thanks for listening. Again, this is Blow the Whistle. And we are going to do a better job of getting our FanDuel
out. We are. It's going to be on the Twitter, and you can just log in through that.
You're right. You have to have a FanDuel account.
Yes, step one.
Step one, but it's very simple. You might need to link a credit card or debit card to it.
Yeah.
But what don't you have to link?
And you can send me that information, too, in the DMs if you'd like. And
then, yeah, send Eric your information, social security number, everything. It's not going to be a lot.
Yeah, so safe with me, but we're going to do that. Hopefully $5 entry, maybe 10, depending on how much interest we can gather here in the next couple of days before Sunday. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. And again, guys, subscribe. If you're listening for the first time right now, subscribe either on iTunes or Spotify. And if you enjoy it, share it, because we're going to be doing it weekly. So again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.
Good luck this weekend.